Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I'm coming at you live. I'm coming at you vulnerable. I'm coming at you real and raw and all of the uncomfortable feelings that I'm currently sitting in. So when I'm recording this podcast, it is less than 24 hours before I fly to Denver to speak on stage in front of 1,000 women entrepreneurs at Living Brave Live, hosted by one of my mentors, Shoshana Raven. It's funny, I didn't really tell a ton of people that she was one of my mentors when I first started because she is super different than me and in the best possible ways, by the way. Like, she's just out there. She has no shame. She literally calls herself a shame slayer, which I love. And she really just embodies what it means to live bravely and not give a shit what anybody thinks about that. And that's why I hired her, because when I first saw her online, I was like, ooh, she triggers me a little bit. Like, she's living boldly. She's doing things differently than I do them. But I was also super inspired. I was super inspired. And I was like, this is somebody I need to learn from. And I've been in her ecosystem probably for about a year now and have implemented some of the things. She primarily coaches online businesses. And so I've implemented some of the things that she's taught, and it has drastically shifted the way I think about online business. So this is why you need mentors. And now I'm able to share a lot of the online concepts with my expander clients that are wanting to build online as well. And so it's been super valuable for what I've gotten by working with her. And then because I've had a lot of quick success over the last 12 months, she wants me to speak to them. And she invited me to speak on her stage. And when she first did, I was like, oh my God, shit, I have so much going on. I'm like, in the last 30 days, I've been in Italy, I've been in Kansas City. Now I'm going to go to Denver, and then next week I'm going to be in London. And it was like, okay, but opportunities like this don't come often. Well, they can, but this is my first one and I should say yes to this. I knew immediately I should say yes. And so I did. And then of course, after that, my little ego started to creep in, and she's a sneaky little bitch. And she's like, Steph, nobody knows you, like, at that conference. Nobody knows who you are. You have a different background, obviously, with being a chiropractor. A lot of them are building differently online. And like, all of these limiting beliefs started coming up. And I knew that it was my ego. And so I knew to be like, okay, she is annoying. She doesn't have a say in what's happening. And ultimately, what it came down to is, like, I was just scared, right? I was being pushed up against an edge outside of my comfort zone. I've gotten really good at putting on my own events. I've gotten really good at crafting and curating my own room. It's stretchy to go and speak on somebody else's stage in front of their audience when you don't know how you're going to resonate with them. And so I did what I always do when I'm scared, and I'm like, okay, I'm obviously going to go all in and full send it regardless. And so that's what I'm doing. And I leave tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. And it has been a beautiful expansion opportunity, because after I realized that some of these feelings were coming up of like inadequacy, or it's not really imposter syndrome, because I love speaking. I love the thrill of connecting with an audience like that. It's really just this idea of these limiting beliefs still trying to keep me small. And I say that I'm ready for expansion. I say that I'm ready to even expand who gets access to the Wealthy Practitioner. And then I have, you know, 5-10 applications rolling in from non-chiros. And then I'm like, oh, is this what I want? And then I'm like, I'm so ready for big stages. And like, I'm going to create my own big stage like Tony Robbins. Like, I claimed that less than 2 months ago. And then it was like, cool, you have an opportunity to speak on a stage, because this is how it works when you manifest. Like, you've got to be really careful what you say. And I know this because I've called in so many manifestations. I've been able to create the reality that I want. And truthfully, it is what I want, right? It doesn't mean that it's not going to be scary though. And that's what I wanted to get on here and remind you of today. Like, you want to live a big life. You have these big, crazy, audacious goals. It doesn't mean that it feels super awesome in the process. And I know this because I went through so many quantum leaps over the last 5 years, truthfully, since 2020. I've been through so many quantum leaps, so many identity shifts. And the fact of the matter is, whatever level I'm playing at, I still try to keep myself safe. It's innately, it's inside of our biology, right? Like our brain's entire goal is to keep us from dying. And so when you're being expanded and you're stepping outside of your comfort zone, you're going to be brushed up against a lot of these edges that feel scary, but it's so much scarier to stay exactly where you are. And so I was having a moment, I was throwing a little bit of a tantrum and I was telling Kyle, like, this is so annoying. I don't even know why I agree to this stuff. Like, why don't I just stay okay with hosting my own rooms and crafting my own experiences? And he's like, because you would be bored. And because your mission is bigger than that. And because you know that you have to expand at a rapid rate. You have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to continuously grow in order to be fulfilled in this life. So just accept that this is what you chose. Just accept this is your soul's calling and get over it. And I was like, you are right. And then in the same breath, and I'm just sharing candidly with you, I hired a headhunter. I shared this at the pop-up. I hired a headhunter to find me an amazing director of marketing because I want to bring it in-house for the Wealthy Practitioner. And directors of marketing are an investment. They are not your cheap employees that you get. And they're not, it's an investment. And I have already really committed to investing in my team this year. And so there was a point where I was like, I could just stay where I'm at. Like I could just stay at this revenue. We are absolutely crushing it. I could just stay here and not hire this really highly qualified person that the headhunter found me. And it was like, okay, Stephanie, that's not your MO. That's not how you roll. You have to expand. You have to expand your capacity for your payroll. You have to expand your capacity for the amount of team that you're going to manage. You have to expand your capacity for the amount of events that you can be at within a month's time. And all of this stuff is stacking and it's expanding me in this current moment. And I know it. And I am being reminded to just lean in, to not fight the expansion process because this is part of it. I will not get the endorphins. I will not get the rush if I didn't have the nerves and the uneasiness leading up to that, right? And truthfully, at the core of who we are, we want to be expanded for more. At the core of who we are, we want to overcome things. We want to be tested and persevere and come out as the victor on the other side. That's what our bodies, our minds, everything is designed for is victory. And so our brains are meant to keep us safe though. And so we have this duality happening at the same time. But I know how I felt after I got off the weekend at Scale Up. And like I say, off the stage, but after I stopped hosting Scale Up, I had this sense of purpose and fulfillment bigger than anything I had ever experienced in my life. I journaled that Monday when I got home from Scale Up, was like, the game has fucking changed. Like Stephanie Wigner is not the same person that she was when she headed into Scale Up. And remind you, that event cost me six figures. I invested in that event before I had any proof that it would work. I went all in on myself, all in on my vision, all in on my brand, because I knew what would happen if I did. And so I know this is happening. I say that I want to be expanded. And so I'm going to be forced to expand. And I know that when I get off that stage tomorrow, I am going to have a sense of accomplishment and a sense of, hell yes, I just did that, even though I was scared. And it's going to feel better than staying in my comfort zone. I know that to be true, but I'm just coming at you and sharing that it doesn't always feel good. It doesn't always feel super giddy and fun and ooey gooey and like, oh my God, I want more of this. Like I want to run from it. I want to run from the discomfort, but I'm not going to because you already know BDQ. And I'm just going to lean in and be open and ready and willing to let this experience take me anywhere that it's meant to. I have no expectation. I am showing up. I'm going to give it my best. I'm going to give it my all. I'm super, super excited to connect. Some of my clients are coming to the event and I'm just excited to connect with them, be in person, get the vibration of a room. I also really love studying what people are doing for events. And so I want to see what it looks like to execute a 1,000-person event because that might be something I'm doing in the near future. And I want to see what I could do to elevate my experiences. And I already have so many ideas of things that I'm going to execute for our next expanders retreat. I've been dreaming up that retreat that we're hosting in November in Scottsdale for like 6 months now. I even hired an event planner because I knew that I wanted to elevate the experience from our March retreat, which was still great, but I just wanted it to be a little different this time. And so I know that in order to expand even even what I'm doing and hosting for you guys and the person that I'm becoming so that I can move more people, I have to go through these seasons. And so here's a reminder, if you're in it, I'm in it with you. We dropped our Wealthy and Worthy private podcast feed. If you haven't signed up for that yet, please make sure that you do. That is just honestly me coming at you raw again from my heart of what my own self-discovery journey has been with my self-worth and how I used to try to outsource all of that power and how now that I've focused on it, now that I've went deep with it, I've healed my self-worth 5-10 levels deeper than what I had ever done before. It has completely transformed my life. And so that was also a reminder for me this week, you know, when I was talking to a couple of friends and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even know, like, what am I going to speak about? And this is so boring. Everybody's already heard this. Like, everybody knows they're supposed to go all in, full send. How is my story going to be any different? And I was just even talking to Callan and she's like, Stephanie, 2 years ago, you were sitting on your couch and you didn't know what a fucking sales page was. You didn't know how to create one. You were crying. You were like, I don't want to do this. In present time, you're operating a $3.5 million coaching company. Like, that doesn't happen for people. Time didn't exist for you. You moved accordingly. You made shit happen. That is an inspiration to anybody. 99% of the world will never accomplish something like that. And it was just a reminder. One, you got to have people around you that remind you of your greatness. And two, it's easy to really diminish what you're accomplishing when you don't spend enough time sitting in the accomplishment and showing gratitude for it. And I think you guys know I live my life in gratitude. I'm so grateful. My reality today is different than it was in 2022. And it was different than in 2019 and different than 2000 when I was back home in Dodge City, Kansas. Like, my life has transformed in the most beautiful ways. And I am so grateful. But I also fall victim to forgetting what that come up has looked like. So if you haven't celebrated yourself recently, please make sure you do. I love you. I will see you next week post-event. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.